Thanks, guys. That was fun. Hey, we have some visitors today. Can we welcome our visitors? We know that making your college decision is a big one, and we hope that you will feel very welcome here at Hope. We think it's the right place for you. Hey, if any of you looked at No Hope today and came to chapel because your favorite campus safety officer and bat exterminator and seminary intern was going to be speaking, Jason Guthaus, I am sad to inform you that Jason's not here today because God had a different plan in mind. So I'd like to introduce you all to Rylan Arjoy Guthaus, who was born last night. So Jason is snuggling with his new daughter this morning and is not here with us in chapel. And we are excited for him. So you got me. Sorry. Hey, let's turn to the word of the Lord in the book of Acts. Paul, at the very end of the book of Acts, meets with Jewish leaders to try to preach the good news of Jesus to them, to try to convince them of the new world that Jesus Christ has opened up in his death and resurrection. And here is how they respond. Acts chapter 28, and we're going to start at verse 25. Some believed and some did not believe. And verse 25 says, "So they disagreed," these Jewish leaders, "with each other. And as they were leaving, Paul made one further statement. Paul said to them, 'The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your ancestors through the prophet Isaiah, go to this people and say, you will indeed listen, but never understand. You will indeed look, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing, and they have shut their eyes, so that they might not look with their eyes and listen with their ears and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have been talking all semester about a creed. Who knows what creed we've been talking about? Oh, the Apostles' Creed, gold star. And who knows this week which part of the Apostles' Creed we are talking about? I believe in the... I totally heard it. I believe in the forgiveness of sins. We've been talking a lot this week about what does it mean to be people who sin and also people who believe that those sins are forgiven. We talked about sin in terms of a turning in on ourselves. And we talked about it in terms of a broken relationship with God. And we talked about sin as the reality of who we are, but also that forgiveness is the reality of this faith that we have. We are forgiven. Amen? Amen. So we have spent some time thinking about sin and what it has done to our personal relationship with God. But as you all well know, our personal relationship with God, this vertical relationship, is not the only part of this life of faith. There is also a horizontal piece, right? There is a life that we live together as a community. So this morning I want to talk a little bit about what sin means for people who live in a broken world together. And what does forgiveness of sin have to do with that? There's a Catholic priest who I think has some really helpful thoughts about this kind of corporate and societal sin. He says that there are some times when we as human beings, we do evil things, and that is sin. But also there are times when we sin in another way. We sin, as he says, by failing to bother to love. We fail to bother to love each other. And I think that sometimes we fail to bother to love each other because people are hard to love, right? They ask a lot of us. The sacrifices are too high. We know and love people, but we fail to bother to love them in the way that Christ would because we just can't muster up the strength to do it. But James Keenan says something else. He says that we also fail to bother to love because we fail a lot of times to bother to know one another. And that this is also sin. When we don't see people, we can't love them the way the gospel calls us to love them. And this has made us people who sin not just in small ways, but this has made us people who sin in some big, profound ways, because we fail to see people, and therefore we fail to love them. This reminded me of something I heard on the radio. I drive from Grand Rapids to Holland, and I listen to a lot of the radio, because I don't have technology. I don't have satellite radio or XM or whatever in my car. So I listen to NPR a lot, and they're doing a series on social class, and they interviewed this Princeton professor who's been doing some work lately on segregation in the United States between social classes. And here is what he thinks is happening in our culture. A generation ago, you might go to the grocery store, and you would check out with your groceries next to a housekeeper, and on the other side of you would be a lawyer. And you might go to church, and you might sit next to a surgeon on one side and a hairdresser on the other, right? So people of all different walks of life, all different professions, all different socioeconomic classes intermixed with each other. That's part of how we did life together in this country. But more and more, he's saying, this isn't happening. More and more, we live next to people who have the same income as us, who have the same size of house that we do, who think the same way that we do. He's finding that liberals tend to live by liberals, conservatives tend to live by conservatives, that we are surrounding ourselves more and more with people who look and think and believe and spend their money the same way that we do. And I think this is turning us into a people who believe that everybody is just like us. And I think this is turning us into a people who are failing to love. Because how do I love someone that I cannot see because I don't know them? How do I love them the way the gospel commands me to do? Friends, I wonder if we are just like those Jewish leaders who Paul talked to. He said, "For this people's hearts have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing. They have shut their eyes." Have we shut our eyes? Have we become a people who participate in sinful and oppressive and unjust systems without even knowing it because we fail to see the people who are being impacted by our choices? When I buy a candy bar, my money is helping to keep it profitable for chocolate companies to buy chocolate from child slaves. I have failed to love those children because I have shut my eyes. And when I flip on my light switch, the electricity that fuels that light comes from a coal industry that makes more money by exploding the top off of a mountain and by poisoning the water of the people who live there than by mining in another way. I have failed to love those people because I have shut my eyes. I believe that we live our lives often very much unaware of the ways that we participate in big sins, sins like racism, like slavery, like impoverishing people all over the world. We don't know that we do this because our hearts have grown dull and our ears are hard of hearing and we have shut our eyes. Sin is not just our choice to disobey God in our vertical relationship, but sin is big evils and big suffering and big brokenness. This kind of sin requires something more than just my repentance, right? Than just a confession to God in my private heart. Sin that big requires as the Apostle Paul says, a turning. It requires us together to change the way we live. It requires deep healing. It requires reconciliation. And friends, this is the good news. In Christ, we have been reconciled. 2 Corinthians tells us that we are a new creation, that we can live in a new way in this world. And not only have we been reconciled to God because of the work of Jesus, but we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. If you are in Christ, you are a minister. You have been given the ministry of reconciliation. And that means that through Christ in you, you see people. You know people. And you can love people in a new way because Christ is in you. This is possible because of Jesus, because of this new creation. So ministers, as people who have been forgiven in your relationship with God and reconciled to one another, let us live in a new way, forgiven. Let us look with our eyes and listen with our ears and understand with our hearts and turn. And God will heal us. God will forgive us. And God will give us a ministry of reconciliation. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, we believe that this new thing is possible. So do a new thing in us. Do a new thing here at Hope. And do a new thing in this world. Give us eyes and ears and hearts that are like Christ. In your name, amen. Go in peace.